All right, on this Tuesday morning, exactly a week after the start of the school year, three Port Huron Area School District schools are closed. It'll be online learning only for students at Northern, Fort Gratiot Middle School, and Keewatin Elementary because of cases of the coronavirus. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's Medical Health Officer, Dr. Annette Mercantant. Annette, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We sat here literally 1 week ago saying, yep, there will be cases, throughout those schools that are open. I didn't think that it would be within a week, but here we are.
Well, I'm not surprised. We get several cases a day in the county, and you know where there's people together is where cases develop. So I shouldn't say I'm not surprised, but I'm really not surprised.
Yeah.
Port Huron is our most densely populated school district, too, so... you know, they didn't do anything wrong. I want to emphasize Port Huron Area School District, especially working with them in the last couple of days through these cases, has really done a phenomenal job getting things set up. Their policies and procedures, I think, have really gone a long way towards many, many people not being exposed with these cases. And I want to say the school isn't closed. They've just reverted back to virtual learning. We got to think about this in a different way. It's not that schools are open or closed. It's just in person or not in person. And there was a lot of factors involved with this. The cases, there was a couple over the weekend and then a couple more on Monday. So back to back, just trying to catch up. We initially talked about maybe 2 to 5 days off just to get the contact tracing completed, et cetera. But there were factors such as staffing and community concerns, and I think the school district felt it would just be easier to take a pause, regroup. But I want to emphasize, they've done really a phenomenal job in setting things up. I think there was relatively few students in the classroom that I believe were significantly exposed. Likewise, you know, and this was not a transmission within the school itself. I think that's important too. These were cases that were identified that went to school, both students and staff. However, they were identified in family units. So this wasn't I do not believe we have a situation where there was person-to-person spread within the school. And I think that's a very important factor to consider. So good news, bad news.
Well, yeah,
right?
In fact, that's why you want to keep the kids home, is to keep that from happening, correct?
From happening, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I know, and there was a lot of controversy over, you know, how to set up the school year. Certainly, you weren't going to make everybody happy. But this will, I'm sure, lead some people to say, well, why not just do virtual school all the time? Why not, why even bother sending the kids to school?
Well, because kids learn better in person. There's no question that there are all kinds of factors that compel us to want our kids back in school. There's so not just the educational, it's the social, the emotional, the fact that many kids don't learn well online. And ideally, we'd like them to be back in the classroom. The key is finding the sweet spot, right? Finding the way of doing that and not exacerbating this problem and creating like a new surge of new cases. You know, we want to go steady as she goes, and pulling back right now, I think, is not an unreasonable choice. Believe me, these decisions aren't made lightly. A lot of conversation with the school district, and they have everyone's students and staff's interests at heart, and trying to find that balance it's going to take some time.
And parents are going to have to be flexible this year. They're going to have to be aware that on a moment's notice, they may need to find a way for their kids to learn from home for up to 2 weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm, correct. And, you know, I shouldn't do this. I look on Facebook and the comments and, you know, a couple of things that stood out to me. One is like, oh, well, they knew all this time and then they just announced it late at night. And I can say that's not the case. New cases came up yesterday and the decision was made, quite honestly, within hours. So this is not something that we sit on or the school has sat on and you know, just dumped it on people. They're very cognizant of the fact that this impacts everybody. But absolutely, parents and guardians need to be prepared for switches. This is not business as usual. This is not let's back to normal. As much as people want that to be the case, this virus is still very much with us. And that's the other thing I think I'm seeing a little bit in the media, social media, is that what's the big deal? It's just a virus. It's no different than the flu. And I can't emphasize enough that it's not the case. This virus is much more serious to people and we don't understand why some people get a serious infection and others don't. But there's much greater risk of serious illness with this virus, and it's much more contagious than the flu. So the flu is big and it's important, but this virus is not just a ho-hum kind of thing. We have to take it seriously. We can't blow this off or things will get worse. So despite what everybody thinks, we can't just open the floodgates and say, oh, let's just let it run its course. It would be, in my opinion, a disaster, and we can't let that happen to our community.
Think, Annette, about how much you've learned about this, and by you, I mean, you know, medical science. We have learned about this particular strain of coronavirus, COVID-19, since it first appeared literally less than a year ago.
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you, what we've learned pales in comparison to what we don't know. Yeah. For instance, this virus seems to create a unique pattern of inflammation in the blood vessels. Very unique. Many things about this virus that are kind of puzzling to medical scientists that we still need to unravel. Still not anything in the pipeline for prevention tools, except of course for the vaccine. So with flu, we have treatments available that we know reduce the severity of the viral infection. And we're going to have to live with this virus a while before we have a handle on it. And it is a unique and puzzling virus that is just, we're just going to have to grapple with it.
Yep. Just for old time's sake, remind us what we should be doing to deal with it.
Stay home if you're sick. If you're ill, please get tested. That makes a huge difference understanding whether this is COVID or just another virus. So stay home if you're sick. If you need to go out, you wear your mask. You keep socially distant. Wash your hands. Inanimate objects, getting the virus from surfaces is theoretically possible, but I can tell you by far the risk is person-to-person exposure. That's within 6 feet, more than 15 minutes. So keep your distance. Wear your mask. And I hate to say this because I'm a hugger, but, you know, do your elbow bumps and just avoid that personal, close personal contact.
I know. It's been tough on a lot of us this year, indeed, but we do what we got to do. And I always appreciate your insights. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Okay. Hang in there, everybody.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.